of people working, building. Keep a working government, building Minnesota. And here, sponsored by the Freeman for Governor Volunteer Committee, is our working, building governor, Orville L. Freeman.
My friends of Minnesota, sometimes there doesn't have to be a stone wall present in order to run into one. At least that's the way it appears to those who are working to keep the highway death rate down. It seems as though you've made progress, that finally the solution, the key to traffic safety, has been found. And then you pick up the evening paper, and there's that stone wall. More Minnesotans have been killed on our highways. It's no secret that potential tragedy lurks on every highway and intersection in America. And certainly it's true there can be no minimizing the loss to the family, loved ones, and society from a single highway tragedy. We all know that hundreds of Minnesotans have been killed on our highways this year. This fact cannot be denied or ignored. The question we all ask is, what can we do about it? Minnesota today has the most active safety program in its history. This program rests on the faith that by positive action we can save lives and prevent property damage, that accidents can be prevented. Accordingly, we've moved with determined action to seek out the facts and then do everything that intelligent hard work can do to alleviate the horrible results of traffic accidents. It is encouraging to know that we're making progress. For example, let's compare today with 1936, some 22 years ago. There were 12.3 deaths per 100 million miles driven in Minnesota highways in 1936. Now take a look at 1957. An improvement is evident. There were 5.2 fatalities per 100 million miles, or less than half the death rate of 1936. Actually, Minnesota today ranks in the 10 lowest states in deaths per miles driven by its citizens. This record of progress is a tribute to our state patrol, local police work, and the outstanding cooperation of civic-minded individuals and public groups everywhere in Minnesota. The Minnesota Safety Council, headed by President Arthur Rohweder, is considered the outstanding citizens' effort for safety in the entire United States. This substantial improvement serves as a constant reminder that we must not relax. We mustn't say that nothing can be done. What we must do is to continue our research, step up education and enforcement, and continue to emphasize safety every day, everywhere. Some of the important traffic safety programs now underway stress prevention through education. Statewide accident prevention workshops and the high school driver education program are examples. Improved highway design is an example of how we can save lives by better engineering. It's estimated that highways like those we are now building in Minnesota, designed to modern safety standards, will cut accident rates by more than half. These preventive safety measures are important, but more direct safety moves have not been ignored. The State Highway Patrol has been increased. The use of radar to halt speeders and a system of spot checks have proved to be successful, as have the point system and increased penalties for drunken driving. Airplanes have substantially increased the effectiveness of our patrol. The Minnesota National Guard has strengthened our safety program during holiday weekends. New legislation to strengthen further our safety program will again be requested. Compulsory vehicle inspection, more uniform penalties, the implied consent law to check drinking driving, and a further expansion of the highway patrol. I ask you as an individual to accept your responsibility to your fellow men each and every time you take over the wheel of an automobile. Keep it an instrument of pleasure and not one of destruction.
Keep Minnesota building with a working government. Keep a government that works for you. Re-elect Orville L. Freeman and the working Democratic farmer labor team. Elect Eugene McCarthy to the United States Senate. Keep a working government, building Minnesota. Sounds of people working, building. Keep a working government, building Minnesota. And here, sponsored by the Freeman for Governor Volunteer Committee, is our working, building governor, Orville L. Freeman.
My friends of Minnesota, did you ever tackle the tough job of getting that first olive out of the bottle Well, it wasn't too many years ago that a fellow named Ford was having similar trouble building cars. But ever since he figured out the way to break production bottlenecks, America hasn't been the same. Now we're doing the figuring and working, building roads to accommodate those cars as they increase by the millions. Yes, in developing a sound and balanced highway construction program, your DFL administration has also run into bottlenecks and temporary detours. But I'm glad to report that today our highway program is giving Minnesotans more highways, better and safer highways, at a faster rate than ever before in Minnesota history. Furthermore, because of thoughtful long-range planning, these roads will meet the needs of city and farm, corporation and community, as well as the individual Minnesotan who just wants to go for a pleasant ride. Now, let's take a moment to look at some of the tremendous advances that have been made in this massive Minnesota Highway Development Program. An excellent example of our progress is the fact that this year alone, Minnesota will award contracts for $72 million for interstate and trunk highways, making 1958 the largest single highway calendar year in our history. Perhaps this tremendous progress is easier to understand when compared to previous records. Highway contracts awarded this year will more than double the number let last year and exceed the previous record set in 1956 by almost 30%. I believe all Minnesotans should know that their successful highway program has not gone unnoticed outside of Minnesota. Recently, the American Automobile Association reported that Minnesota ranks second in the nation with almost 3,000 actual highway miles completed since 1956. Furthermore, we rank third in the nation in miles completed in the interstate highway program. I believe that the national recognition we have received for our efforts reflects a record of which all Minnesotans may be proud. And I can confidently report that our program will show continuing improvement. Increased administrative and technical staffing and a basic reorganization of our whole highway department has been combined with the use of electronic wonders like the UNIVAC computer. This overall streamlining guarantees a more efficient and productive highway department in the future. And as I mentioned earlier, nearly all segments of our population will benefit directly. First of all, future highways will be as much as 50% safer than today's roads. Motorists soon will be able to drive further in less time and save an average estimated $100 in operation costs each year. Our better roads also will bring new shopping opportunities to the consumer and the merchant closer to his source of supply. The farmer will be able to reach his markets easier too and save delivery costs on his vegetables, grain, cattle, and milk. Minnesota's tourist trade is rapidly increasing, and our dynamic highway program will open up the remote areas of our state to these vacationers and tourists. Better highways will attract new industries to towns all over Minnesota. New businesses and industrial opportunities in these communities will bring demands for new goods and services, providing more job opportunities for our increasing population. There is little doubt that these new highways, together with new waterways, trains, and airplanes, will continue the change of this great Midwest area from a hinterland to a heartland of America. I know that you share my excitement as our state takes advantage of these new opportunities for growth and progress. Yes, we may have to suffer a few inconveniences before we're finished, but keep in mind that today's detours will enable us all to go places safer, more quickly, and more economically tomorrow.
Keep Minnesota building with a working government. Keep a government that works for you. Re-elect Orville L. Freeman and the Working Democratic Farmer Labor Team. Keep a working government building Minnesota. Sounds of people working, building. Keep a working government building Minnesota. And here, sponsored by the Freeman for Governor Volunteer Committee, is our working, building governor, Orville L. Freeman.
My friends of Minnesota, did you ever stop to think how much we're dependent on the farmer? Without the food and fiber from the farm, none of us could survive long. And yet, in spite of our dependence on a strong and stable agriculture, a clique of small self-interest groups threatens the foundation of our nation's wealth and future. Since I've been governor, I've testified before Congress three times to urge a sound farm program, a program that would return the farmer to parity of income.
I regret to report to you that it's my firm conviction that American farmers will never reach parity of income so long as Ezra Taft Benson is in the driver's seat. Unfortunately, Mr. Benson is dominated by the packers, processors, and food chains who in fact set the policies for the U.S. Department of Agriculture today. While your DFL administration has attempted to influence national agricultural policies by testifying on behalf of our farmers, we've also acted vigorously here at home in our own state to better serve Minnesota farmers, to build and strengthen Minnesota agriculture. One way we're building Minnesota agriculture is by raising and enforcing sound sanitation and grading standards. Each year we investigate and protect thousands of consumers and farmers against those who sell improperly certified or mislabeled seeds, fertilizer, and other products. Another way we're strengthening agriculture is by developing secondary farm industries like honey, maple syrup, apples, and many other products. With the new soil and veterinary research facilities at our state university, we hope to further improve stock breeding and soil conservation methods. Our division of plant industry and county agents each year make extensive field crop surveys to control army and budworms, and work is underway to develop faster and more effective weed control programs. A new product marketing specialist, by launching a program of advertising and publicity, is assisting farmers and agricultural industries to broaden market outlets for their many products. Research and marketing efforts on behalf of the dairy industry best illustrate this administration's progressive agricultural philosophy. Improved dairy research has helped to develop dry and concentrated milk products. Today, dry milk forms may be shipped and reconstituted at the end of the journey without affecting taste or nutrients, saving the tremendous transportation costs of shipping useless water. Marketing Minnesota's dairy produce is tremendously important to our whole state economy. Almost two-thirds of our Minnesota farmers produce and sell milk. But while we're the second highest dairy producing state, we're only fifth or sixth in income from that source. One reason for this poor economic situation is that Mr. Benson has cut price supports and at the same time permitted barriers to be erected against our dairy products. To counteract the Benson Milk Marketing Act rulings and phony sanitary laws passed by other states, we've persistently petitioned Congress to pass a National Dairy Sanitary Code. With this code, Minnesota will be better able to fairly compete in all states with other milk producers. Our Attorney General Miles Lohr has given effective and energetic service to all Minnesotans by cracking some of these milk barriers. Your DFL administration will continue its vigorous efforts in agricultural research and market development. In so doing, by working together to strengthen agriculture, we do indeed build Minnesota's future.
Keep Minnesota building with a working government. Keep a government that works for you. Re-elect Orville L. Freeman and the working Democratic farmer labor team. Elect Eugene McCarthy to the United States Senate. Keep a working government, building Minnesota. Sounds of people working, building. Keep a working government, building Minnesota. And here, sponsored by the Freeman for Governor Volunteer Committee, is our working, building governor, Orville L. Freeman.
My friends of Minnesota, effective, efficient, and relentless enforcement of the law without fear or favor is an absolutely essential part of good government. You remember, I'm sure, that not too many years ago, our large cities and much of outstate Minnesota as well were wide open areas. Areas where hoodlums and racketeers performed their illegal practices in liquor gambling and other illicit operations. The all-night honky-tonk and slot machines were familiar sights around Minnesota. Happily, today such is no longer the case. Two men stand out for their courageous and effective leadership in guiding Minnesota to the high position we now hold for efficient law enforcement. It was my privilege to serve with one of them, Senator Hubert Humphrey while he was mayor of Minneapolis. He sparked the cleanup and reversed the reputation of our largest city as a crime-infested community. What Senator Humphrey did for Minneapolis, Governor Luther Youngdahl did statewide by cleaning out the all-night liquor places and the slot machines. Thanks to broad community support and the continued leadership of public officials such as these, Minnesota has made and is continuing to build a sustained record as one of the most law-abiding states in the nation. Today, law enforcement in our state is more effective than ever before. Consider the record on liquor enforcement. Regulation of liquor is sternly enforced by the State Liquor Commission. I'm pleased to report to you that this department, with only 14 men to cover a state of nearly 3.5 million people, is today turning up 3 times the number of liquor violations than was done yearly for the period between 1951 and 1954. Each of you, I'm sure, have read many times of the work of these agents in cracking down on drinking among the youth of our state. All of us are vitally concerned with the future health and welfare of our young people, and the state's been especially diligent to prosecute those vicious individuals who provide or sell liquor to minors. More than half the arrests made last year by local police on the complaint of liquor control agents were violations involving the consumption or sale of liquor to minors. But really effective law enforcement requires more than simply zeal or desire. It requires skill and constant training. It requires a consistent policy of strict enforcement. And it requires good cooperation between law officials on a state and local level. Now, it has been true that cooperation between state and local officials in the past has not always been good. But I can honestly report to you today that in the past 3 years, this cooperation has been vastly improved. Our state liquor control agents now work closely with county and city police in twice as many counties as in 1951 or 1952. The State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, under the jurisdiction of our alert Attorney General Miles Lord, and led by Mr. Roy Noonan, a retired FBI agent with 30 years' experience, is lending valuable assistance to local police officers. Only recently, special schools for city and county law enforcement officials were conducted to acquaint them with modern criminology techniques. Your DFL administration is proud that Minnesota's good reputation for fair law enforcement has grown these past 3 years. This policy of rigid enforcement without fear or favor has commanded wide public support because you recognize its importance. With your continued help and cooperation, and the cooperation between state and local officials, we can and we will do an even better job in the years ahead.
Keep Minnesota building with a working government. Keep a government that works for you. Re-elect Orville L. Freeman and the working Democratic farmer labor team. Elect Eugene McCarthy to the United States Senate. Keep a working government building Minnesota.